Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Deputies cite man for breach of peace after allegedly threatening couple with a gun. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to a disturbance on JM Road at around 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. A 41-year-old man reported a resident of a neighboring property came out and threatened him and his 45-year-old girlfriend while they were picking up a washer and dryer from a shop next door. According to Operations Lieutenant Paul Ponell, the 41-year-old told deputies that while they were taking out the appliances, the 32-year-old man came out of his residence and began shouting profanities at the couple. The man threatened them, saying he, quote, had a 38 and had some hollow points with their name on them. They provided video of the incident to the deputies. Deputies contacted the man via phone, in which he responded by using profane language and telling them, quote, let's do this. They proceeded to go to the home to speak with the man. Deputies observed he was very agitated, argumentative, and continued to use profanity. He told them he was angry about the couple taking the washer and dryer because he believed it belonged to him. He initially denied making any threats about a gun, but when deputies told him that they had seen video of the incident, he recanted his story. The man admitted to threatening them with a gun, but said that he was lying because he's a convicted felon and can't own a gun. At the conclusion of the interview, deputies issued him a citation for breach of peace. City Council passes hate crimes ordinance on third and final reading. Tensions were high during Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting over the third reading of the controversial malicious harms ordinance dubbed the hate crimes ordinance. The split council ultimately passed the ordinance with a 4-3 vote. Prior to council discussion, Mayor Shay Lundvall opened public comment prior to the vote. The public once again turned out in large numbers to share their opinion in the hopes of swaying the council in one direction or the other. There were 29 public comments made, with the majority, 22, against the ordinance. In spite of the large number of residents who spoke against the ordinance, members of the council felt it was closer to a 50-50 split among opponents and supporters. Several of the council members said that they had many in-person discussions with people and hundreds of emails about the hot topic. A tense discussion between a couple of the council members over the ordinance shined light on how split the council was on the issue. Councilwoman Heidi Gross said that she was voting because her conscience drove her to and felt that voting no was, quote, the easy way out. This sparked a response from Councilwoman Trish Simonson, who stressed the decision was anything but easy for her, which was echoed by both Mayor Lundvall and Councilman Tim Karsrud. As expected, Councilman Jim West offered amendments to the ordinance, which also passed. The biggest change with the amendments being the addition of age to the list of protected classes included in the ordinance. Though the amendments did pass, a motion to table the vote for a month that was offered by Councilman Karsrud was voted down. With the passage of the ordinance on third and final reading, it will go into effect next week. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.